What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
You look very cozy over there. I like your cowl neck sweater. Very well cowled today.
Thank you. I'm usually cowled pretty good.
Yes, you are. I'm feeling it.
Is that also a verb? I don't know.
I make a lot of things verb. I verb things all the time. I will create a word if it gives me the vibe that
there
I need
go.
At the time. Speaking of vibes, hello, Shelly Ferris,
good
our good friend from Caliber Home Loans. Shelly, can we please get your NMLS number out
of
the way?
Yes, mine is 367-826 and Caliber Home Loans 15644.
I was holding off on this particular topic because I knew I would see the two of you today. So my particular news feed about the mortgage industry and the housing industry right now is flooded with the housing prices are going to come down, or what's good at this, and we need to have a correction, and this is like this. It's every article right now is
okay,
talking
so,
about. Right?
So, you know, even though this is media, we are a drama-free zone.
Exactly.
Okay. We don't do that exaggeration crap.
Right.
We don't like make stuff up just
right.
because it sounds good. It brings ratings.
And,
sensationalism.
Or it'll make me click on it. Because I did.
Right.
It worked.
It worked.
I'm like, okay. And then there's not necessarily a lot of data in these articles I'm getting.
That.
Correct. What I'm seeing is a lot of opinions. And so I'm like, you know, instead of me basing an opinion on this other opinion that I had, I will just bring this particular information and concern to our show here so that you two
okay.
can help
me. So let us all start back in high school.
Okay.
Did any of us in the room have statistics? Okay, if no, then let's go to jump to college.
Yes.
Did anybody
jump
have
to college.
Statistics
yes.
in any classes that you've ever had in your life?
Okay,
two hands in the room.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Could you manipulate your statistics if you just changed a very tiny variable?
Absolutely. Right.
Or okay. a word even
or
in
a
the
word.
Sentence. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yep.
basically, if you would like to have a slightly different outcome because you want to prove a point that you already want to have proven, that's what we would do.
Okay, so let's just start with that as a segment piece. If you want to look at comps in your neighborhood, let's
okay.
start with that since that's relative to real estate. There are almost no exactly identical houses.
Right.
There are no twins out there that were built simultaneously by a machine. They were all built typically by people.
Right.
So therefore, they're different.
Okay.
Even if the same floor plan, they are different. And then you take the homeowners that lived in both of those very, very, very similar homes. But what did they do to those homes and how did they care for those homes while they were in the homes? Did that or did that not change the value of the home? Let's just say that homeowner A was great about changing the filters in their furnace. And they also were very great about changing the landscaping and making sure that the landscaping sloped away from the house.
Right.
And they were also very good with keeping it painted.
Okay.
Okay, that's house number A. House number B, those people, you couldn't even find them on mowing day.
Okay.
And the house is, the landscaping is slanting towards the foundation.
Okay.
No paint to be had. Lots of peeling, chipping paint. And what do you suppose is happening in the basement? Because they did not change the slope of the landscape.
They're getting some water down there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Exact same. If I put the architectural drawing side by side, would you both say that those homes are exactly the same value if you had not walked into them?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Well, I mean, I might have to reevaluate my question. So, my answer. So, are you saying they're would they have been the exact same value if I hadn't walked into them? So, you're saying I need to go and walk into them to actually make my judgment?
If I only showed you architectural drawings.
Gotcha.
Oh, they'd be the same.
They'd be exactly
the same.
Okay,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I took you in to tour both of those, Would you say that their sales price would be exactly the same? Based on what you know, what I've told you.
No. Okay. Once I've gotten inside.
Exactly. Okay.
So does that take care of, because I just showed Shelley one of the headlines I'm talking about. So this is an example. Home sales could plunge in 2023. These cities could see the biggest dips. Now, I know that that's written to make me go, oh my gosh, is my city on this list? But, you know, when we're talking about the overall idea about, you know, a variety of these, and these are, you know, things like Fortune magazine. If we're talking about how they're saying these home prices will fall 15% in this map, how are they coming up with these salacious articles and how do we dispel that information? Does that make sense about what I'm trying to bring my anxiety down with? Okay.
And Shelley raised her hand, so gotcha. We're going to go with you.
Okay. Picking me. Yay.
Yes. Okay. Because I'm all like, I don't know if I'm articulating the concern.
No, I understand your concern.
Thank you. Right.
Absolutely. And I've shared with you guys that I follow some people who are far smarter about all this financial stuff than I am. And he just covered that stuff this week and was talking about headlines. And he said, you know, for a lot of people, it's scary because they think, well, why would I buy now then? Because if you just look at the headline and you don't read the article, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And some people actually read the article like you did, Miss Shannon, but still don't know because there really isn't any data there. And what they're talking about is this.
Okay.
The price of the home is down 15% when you look year over year.
Okay.
So this year, it might be a little bit cheaper at this particular time. But once everybody jumps back in the pool again in the spring, those prices are going to go right back up again because we still have the same shortage of houses that we always have had.
Fair enough. That helps. Okay. Because I'm going, oh no, what am I doing?
Speaking of shortages of houses. Okay. So normal market, we talk about it every single week. What is balanced? 5 to 6 months of inventory. Absorption rate. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. We have 1.9 in the 13 county metro. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can take that down to your street level.
Okay.
We can show you what your months of inventory are precisely based on what has sold in your specific neighborhood. Now, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that could be as narrow as a street two.
Right.
Okay. It really can.
Yeah.
And it's very, very specific. Real estate is hyper, hyper local. And these big institutions that their goal is to sell publications.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And to create advertisers and to create loyal readers out of the people who click on their salacious advertising.
Right.
Let's just call it what
it
is.
Exactly what it is.
You know, if I wanted to sell something, I can figure out a way to sell it.
Yes.
Maybe I would decal this thing.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly. Are us.
Or maybe we would cal up a little more.
Yes.
You know, it depends on the audience.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
But all kidding aside, you're exactly right, Mimi. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the situation. So they're trying to get you worked up. They're trying to get you. And I think we are going to talk about it in one of the segments here, but I think that's what's happening in a lot of the buyers that are in the market today's mind is, hey, I think I can get a deal.
Right.
I think I can steal this house.
Yes.
So now it's discounted already. We know that in the real estate market, but they think they can come in at $10,000 under that and ask for closing costs and are wondering why their offers aren't getting accepted. And
right.
It's because of the salacious headlines. Okay. I think you're right on.
And I have my own salacious headlines to read.
Mm-hmm.
CNBC, mm-hmm. CNBC.com. Here is a tweet. Homeowners, hashtag, have lost $1.5 trillion in equity since May.
Mm-hmm.
OMG.
Right.
Oh, the world is falling apart. Yeah. Homeowners have lost $1.5 trillion in equity since May as home prices drop. As home prices fall, homeowners are losing equity at the fastest pace in over a decade.
Right.
When... In fact, the amount of available equity for homeowners to access before hitting the maximum 80% combined loan to value in trillions is still $400 million above last year.
Right.
Okay.
When that looks like if I wanted to go take the money out as a home equity line of credit or something and or a second mortgage, I would never be able to do that because now I'm underwater, which is not the case when I look at my actual.
Right.
Like if I look over from when I unless you were just in that unfortunate 6 month window where you bought at the height of the ridiculousness last year. Sometimes that's still not the case, right? When you guys are looking at. Okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest differentiators between now and the last recession, and Shelley, you can jump in and say this, is the fact that homeowners have such high equity pieces.
Exactly.
This is exactly the reason we are not seeing, just massive foreclosures.
Right.
Absolutely. This is the absolute reason, because people did learn something or two. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a quote here from an economist at First American that was quoted on 1115, Xenia Potapov. Sorry about that butcher. Mm-hmm. But the quote, nevertheless, and they are an economist. Homeowners have very high levels of tappable home income equity today, providing a cushion to withstand potential price declines, but also preventing housing distress from turning into a foreclosure. The result will likely be more of a foreclosure trickle than a tsunami.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So when we come back, what we're going to talk about a little bit more, and take all of your questions, we hope, because mm-hmm. we are so lonely here. we're going to talk a little bit about credit and high net worth borrowers.
Right. And you can also, as she said, be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. No sorrow. No sorrow at all. No. We aren't worried about any sorrow. We're not worried about any clickbait headlines, any of those things that are going on here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We are giving you lots of hope to get into a home and to move from that cycle of I'm renting forever into something else.
I would like to encourage all of our listeners out there right now, please blow us up right now. What we want to hear from you is what your particular experience is here in the Twin Cities with buying a home right now.
Right.
Are you still having to pay list price? Are you having to go over list price? How much did you get the deal under list price? And what city were you looking in? And how long did it take you? And how long was the house on the market? All of these things play a big factor in what the price is going to be. Now, when we're working with buyers, if you think, so I ask you in reverse psychology, Ms. Shannon.
Yes.
You're the buyer.
Correct.
I ask you to put your hat on as if you were the seller. Okay, we're going to devil's advocate this. You say to me, do you think they'd take less money today, the first day on the market?
And I go, would I? Absolutely not. So why would I try and put them in that situation?
Would you do it if you were selling that house right now?
Right.
Based on what you have seen. And so sometimes the answer will be, I think they priced it great because now we're in multiple offers on the very first day. I say to those agents out there, and I'm very pro real estate agent, for those of you who are helping coach your sellers to price it right, not price it like it was in May, 6 months ago. Bravo to you getting your sellers multiple offers. Bravo for you. Okay. You're doing it right. You're coaching right, because the world today is different than it was 60 days ago. And so with that point, Shelley, let's hear how your world in mortgage has changed 60 days ago.
So 60 days ago and before, we saw a lot of things like appraisal waivers. A lot of that stuff. A lot of, you put 20% down, people were hardly ever required to get an appraisal. Some people still chose to, but, and that speaks to a little bit to value. It speaks to, you know, a retraction a little bit, more cautious, but we're also in the dead of winter here. I mean, we're really not in the dead of winter, but it feels like we're in the dead of winter.
Yeah. In comparison to the lovely, since we actually had a fall.
We're dressed like it's winter. Right. All three of us.
Yeah. True. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm quite sweatered. Right.
Exactly. You're cardigan. Kind of fallish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because I did order my shacket. So I have my shacket at home. So I'm,
everyone
I
know needs a shacket.
You do need a shacket.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you
I'm
some
not
links.
Cool.
What?
They're
You're
fun.
Cool enough.
Whatever.
Your shackets are lovely. Yeah. So, but anyway. Back to whatever the, you know, so we talk about shackets, and shackets are very trendy right now. So there's also trends in the housing market. And so the trend before was price it too high. You're going to go get, you know, put all this extra money on it. Where are you going to find this gap? Because it's not going to appraise. And that's what you're saying, Shelley, is it's slowing all of that.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm not seeing purchase agreements going up and over the list price.
Okay.
Unless they want closing costs paid for. Then I'm seeing the purchase agreement go up. up and over list price, and I'm not having problems with valuation.
Okay.
So it's kind of, we're back to like kind of that middle market.
Okay.
Again.
So okay. I am seeing purchase agreements going up and over higher than just closing costs. And it depends, because if you're in a competitive situation, you've got multiple offers, and you look at the comps and the comps support what you're saying, then it's a matter of, you know, what do you think?
And when we were talking about this six months ago, the up and over price was, I don't remember the percentage, but it was very high. Is it still up and over, but not quite as high as it was at that peak? Or what do you think, Mimi?
It is specific to the house, to okay. the neighborhood, to the block, to the condition. It is so specific. You cannot say that, you know, if somebody says that it's this percentage, you know, okay, define that.
Right,
okay.
That'd be an average. They couldn't say it.
Okay. Show me what it is that, and then we'll all know.
Okay.
You know, so for instance, let's take a nice house in Minneapolis, you know, starter home.
Yes.
In the threes somewhere, and you've got one that's close in price. One's like 310 and one's 300,
yes.
Let's just say, in the same burb in Minneapolis. One has central air and the other has a window unit.
Gotcha. Okay. Big difference.
One has a finished basement with a finished ceiling and an egress window, and one has the cement block. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the yard, one has peeling paint, one does not. It's freshly with new siding.
Right.
You look at that, and I swear to you, you try to comp a house when it's got similar features like that, you almost roll your eyes back in your head.
Okay.
You do the very best you can with the information that you have at hand. And you can overthink it.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like Shelley, to your point,
yeah.
You know, marry the house, date the race.
Yes, indeed.
Right?
Indeed, yes.
All right. And what does that mean, Shelley?
Mm-hmm. It means get your house now. You get to keep that house, but you do not have to keep that interest rate.
Right.
You are just playing around with that interest rate. Somebody said the other day, buy the house, rent the rate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So kind of like that.
So that all sounds very kitschy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so why do we think, and there's logic behind this, folks, why do we believe in the room that interest rates are going to fall, Shelley?
Because of the people that I follow and mm-hmm. the smarter folks, and not in this room, but I'm not, no, you know, no offense, but
right.
but all the indicators are pointing in that direction. The inflationary numbers are coming down. What's supporting the current inflation has really got some big numbers in there that once
right.
they go away, it's going to be so much better. And inflation is compared year over year, and that inflation was around last year. So when we start comparing more directly those higher years, there's hardly any inflation. It has to come down. That's how the math works.
And
gotcha.
Let's talk about recession mm-hmm. and how the bond market affects
behaves,
rates.
Right. Okay. So interest rates love recession, and mm-hmm. it's because there's predictability. There's no unpredictable spending, unpredictable, you know, all the things that attribute to inflation without
right.
getting too deep here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why interest rates love recession. And since that's headed this way, we know that interest rates, again, are going to come down because
okay.
of that piece. They hate inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates hate inflation.
And so since we've had this inflationary issue and rates got to the highest that we've seen in 40 years, that I think is what they're saying, what is the best 30-year fix that you quoted last week?
It was in the fives. I was
okay.
finally in the fives.
Okay.
Haven't said that in a couple of months here.
Okay.
So 5.875s.
Okay.
We were barely in it. But
folks,
that's coming.
See how this has changed so
mm-hmm.
much, even in 60 days. Now, when we come back, I've got another salacious advertisement here
mm-hmm.
about credit. And then we're going to talk about credit.
All right. We're also going to be able to take your calls. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also remind you, you can get this episode and previous episodes just by going to our website. Go to mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword, Red Hot.
Speaking of inflation.
Yes.
Taylor Swift tickets. Hello.
I know. Woo! Listen to that.
I don't know. I might need a second job to get a hold of one of them, babies.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not
you
a Swiftie.
Anybody?
No. No, I don't. You know what? It used to be I did know some people. Now things are in
what
such
is
a...
happening to you?
Well, here's the thing. The way that the market has changed even in that, it's hard to have people who have access to things like they used to because they tightened all that up too.
Oh.
So, I did used to know people.
Well,
yeah. So
right,
now,
fine.
Now it's not as much as that. One of these days.
Okay.
One of these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we're talking about these headlines that are out there, when you're things that are written in a way that make you think you're never going to be able to buy a house or that now's not the time to buy your house. So we said we're going to talk about credit, and that's why it's always great when our friend Shelly here, Shelly Ferris, the credit contessa, is in to help demystify credit because it is complicated. You know, when I'm talking to my friends.
It's very complicated. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna read to you another salacious advertisement. Again, mm-hmm. this one, ironically, is coming from CNBC as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was a coincidence. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Household debt soars at fastest pace in 15 years.
Right.
As credit card use surges, Fed report says.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that true? Oh, my gosh. It's coming from a reliable source.
Yes, exactly.
They're on television.
Well, they must be right.
Did it put surge in quotes? I wish they had put surge in quotes. Because that's the part that really you're like, what's a surge even?
Right.
Okay.
So, Mimi, what's this surge
so
they're talking about?
Credit card balances. Let's talk about how it looks for real. So my report is coming from New York Fed is the source. And in 2019, in quarter three, the U.S. American credit card balance was somewhere around, let's say, $3,391. This is 19 Q3. And then it tanks, as it you might imagine, through the pandemic. And then in quarter one of 21, we're seeing it at the very, very lowest that it is. And why is that, folks? Let's just talk about, did we have an overabundance of money? Did we hit the lottery, all of us? Well, all of us were somehow impacted by stimulus money.
Okay.
Stimulus checks helped a lot in 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start to barely see it tick up in Q2 of 21. And then right now, we're at $3,283 credit card debt. Is that we're less than $100 than we were pre-pandemic. So does that credit card debt soars at fastest pace in 15 years? Does that add up for real? No, it does not.
Right.
Shelley, in your mortgage world, you see more credit card balances than anybody.
Right.
What are you seeing for credit card in your world?
So I don't see much of a change at all, to be honest with you. I think that a lot of people, too, just didn't go out a lot during the pandemic. They didn't spend a lot. So then if you got a stimulus check and you put it towards your credit card, of course, it's going to be lower. So when you compare those apples to these apples, you really are talking apples to bananas, but they're trying to compare them still. And that's why
you weren't traveling as much as you were and those kind of things. You weren't paying for hotel prices and things that you normally put on your credit card.
Right. Yeah.
And, I'll be honest, a lot of us lost some money during the pandemic, but you're right. I did tighten up and spend less too. And when I did spend it, I didn't spend it on the things I normally put on my card.
Right. Right. And I think what we're going to look back on these charts and these dips in the debt positions and such as an anomaly, like we do so often in history or whatever. Oh, that was the Great Depression. Oh, that was the pandemic of 2020 or whatever. That's how we're going to look at these numbers.
Listen, all of this stuff that we've lived through in our lives, doesn't that make us smarter? Mm-hmm. And it pays for these W things that form on our face. Okay, so let's talk about rents in Minneapolis. Just to get a benchmark. And then we're going to shoot over to Ms. Shelley Ferris, and we're going to talk about high net worth individuals and some of the things she's seeing for credit. Right now, a studio rental, according to rent.com in Minneapolis, is $1,095. A studio, folks, a studio. A one-bedroom apartment, $1,250. A two-bedroom apartment, $1,673. You can look it up. Google it.
Right.
Rent.com in Minneapolis. Okay. Can you find it cheaper? For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. But this is just a benchmark. When people say to me, my rent is going up. I've had no control for about 5 years on my rent. Every single year it goes up. I feel so anxious. I don't know what to prepare for. That's where fixed rate mortgage comes into play.
Absolutely, because you can control that. That is in your control. And so if you say, this is my limit, you know, I can tell you what that equates to in a house.
Right.
And how much money you're going to need and how to get you going, because that's what you really want. What you're saying is, I'm frustrated with my rent. I'm frustrated with my outgo. I have no control. Then get some control.
Right.
And if the out of control part is credit, well, then I'm your gal, man. Give me a call.
Yeah, speaking of call, Shelley has a really great thing that she does. She does a one-time review. And tell them about that, Shelley.
I do. I'll pull your credit. We'll pull your credit report. We will review it line by line. Mm-hmm. I'll help you understand what it's telling you.
Right.
We'll compare it to your Credit Karma or whatever else you have on your phone that you know what your credit score is versus what I will pull. We'll talk about how to get the credit score up, and we'll make a plan for that. It's not a guess. I'm not taking a dart and throwing at a target and hoping that that's what's going to happen for you. We're making a plan, and I will show you if you do this, this, and this, this is what your credit score will be. And it comes through.
And folks, the thing that I love about it is there's always an answer.
Yes.
You may not love the answer, but you're not going to walk away without a plan. You're not going to walk away going, you might go, all right, I have to make some choices. And that's different than going, I'll never be able to, I can't achieve, I can't do this. It'll go, here's some plans, here's some things, and I can usher you through this. Do these things and you will see a benefit.
So I would compare your apps on your phone, any of them, pick one, to go into WebMD or another doctor site.
That's a great analogy.
Difference going to sitting in front of a live breathing human that's done this for 30 years. There's not anything you're going to throw at Miss Shelley here that she's not seen before.
Right.
Okay.
And then if you just refuse to delete the apps, or, you know, I have a couple of them that I watch. So I have one because it's easy to get them. Like, I use TurboTax. They're like, you get this now. And I was like, I kind of didn't even have a choice to tell it I didn't need it. It was just kind of put in the mix.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's there. But it's more of I look at it this way. We are, a lot of us own a scale. And you go, okay, well, what do I weigh today? So you can look at it, but it doesn't necessarily give you the plan to to achieve whatever goal of what you want to weigh, whether it's up or down.
Right.
So being able to work with Shelley will help you get that goal of, well, you should eat this and then, you know, increase your protein intake and do this, and then you could gain this much mass muscle, or you should drink this. You can come up with a plan versus the scale is just, okay,
it's
I can
a
be
data
mad.
Point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect example. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to let everybody know that this is absolutely part of the show. If you need help in any manner, whether you're buying or selling, if you want to know the value of your home, you've no clue. We can do that for you absolutely free of charge, no obligation. How you get your free market analysis is 651-578-2218. Text what you need to that number, whether it's real estate or mortgage, and we can help you with any of those things. Take advantage of these resources. Right now, it's very slow because of the seasonality.
Right.
Now is a great time to be buying your home. In November and December, we see the very best values of the year right now in these months. And as Shelley said, she had rates under 6 this past week. So don't miss that opportunity.
Right.
All right, Shelley. So we were talking about late payments, mm-hmm. and how that affects you. And you had a really great story.
I did. Yeah. Well, I've come across it because people think, oh, if I had a whole bunch of money, I would never be late and my credit would be 800, and oh, the opportunities I could have.
Right.
And I would think that.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. kind of rational, kind mm-hmm. of logical thinking. And so you would think that people with money would have perfect credit, and it does not happen that way. It is shocking and amazing to me sometimes when I see how much people make per month, and I see what their credit scores are, and I see where their balances are, and I see where they're spending their money, because I get all that data. And it is shocking to me to know that people sometimes are just, I'm going to call it out, lazy.
Okay.
They've got the money to pay their bills. They just don't pay them. Mm-hmm. I had one gal, we're going to call her Jane. Mm-hmm. This was a number of years ago, and she had a Target bill that would roll to 90 all the time.
Okay.
She would be 30-day late. She wouldn't make that payment, wouldn't make the 60-day payment. She wouldn't pay it until it was 90 days late. Well, at 90 days late, you are getting threatened that your credit card is going to get canceled, mm-hmm. and you've got all these late fees and all kinds of fees that they put in there, and plus your payment or whatever. So her logic was, it's really just not worth it to me to make a $20 payment. Once it gets up to about $100 with extra fees or whatever, then it's kind of worth it for me to make.
It's like you're wasting your money by paying these fees and things.
Yeah, and your credit is tanking. So at a 30-day late, so you've made the bill was due on the 1st, and you let it get all the way to the next 1st without making that payment. So you are 30 days late making that payment. It will affect your credit score 30 to 40 points. You will tank.
Wow.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And only time can get that back. You can't just become current and expect that score to pop back because you've got recent history. You let that roll to 60 days late, now you're talking 80 to 100 points. Okay. And you've got to try to recover from that.
And right. that's over popcorn and toilet paper.
Yeah, honestly.
You don't need to let that be late.
Right.
Take a 20 spot with you to Target. And not judging, not hating.
Right.
It's
exactly.
not like I've never been late on something.
Right.
So we were talking even further about how that, you know, so it's like, well, I don't care if my credit score takes a tank because I don't need it.
Right.
Okay. So when your homeowners or your car insurance rolls around to its renew date, are they or are they not going to pull your credit again, Shelley?
Absolutely, they will.
And will they see that 30 to 100 point spread?
Absolutely.
And what will your insurance company do to you, Shelley?
They will increase your insurance rates because they're worried that they're going to be the next one you're not going to pay on time.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so your credit score is very important. And we'll keep talking about that a little bit more when we come back from the break.
We'll also take your calls. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back in the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also available at MyTalk1071.com. I'm just going to repeat something that we were talking about in the break that has absolutely nothing to do with real estate so that Mimi and Shelley can write this down. We were talking about skincare. So write down The Ordinary. That's my tip out there right now. Write down The Ordinary. They have some really good products. So
you never know what we're going to talk
exactly.
about.
Exactly. So if you go
here.
Ahead and you do that, that'll help you like get your moisturizer and the other stuff so that you have time to work on getting yourself into a house.
Who wants a cracked lip?
Exactly. Right. This time of year is so dry. You don't want those skin cream.
No, Mimi,
you mentioned the wrinkles that we get sometimes stressing out and stuff.
I didn't say that word.
No.
I don't mind wrinkles. I earned my wrinkles. So
you don't have any. Listen, I'm looking right at you. Who are you talking about?
Fair enough. All right. I am aging well. I'll give you that. But if like this is part of it is finding people like who are a resource and expert in a field. My middle sister, Casey, really good about skincare and makeup. So when I have a question, I ask her. When I'm sitting here trying to decide how am I going to get into the next house and buy more property, I contact you guys.
Thank you.
You don't have to know everything yourself. You're allowed to surround yourself with people who can advise you so that you don't end up worrying yourself into wrinkles on things that it's like, you could research everything in the world, but there's not enough time. There's not enough time for you to know everything. Sometimes it's just, let me just call Mimi and just ask. Let me just call Shelley and just ask, and you'll tell me, and then I'll go about my business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good plug there, Ms. Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that we're hearing a lot of questions about, I think, and I think you're, all of our listeners are probably seeing in the media is, oh, crap, are we headed for another down market like we had in 2008 through 2011? And, oh, I'm going to sit out and wait till all those foreclosures hit the market.
Correct.
Because, you know, it happened once.
Yep.
It will happen again.
I'm going to be able to get a steal.
And the headlines are kind of pointing that way.
Yeah.
So
all the stories. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the story, folks. Marina Walsh, Vice President of Industry Analysis, MBA, 1122, quoted, "For the second quarter in a row, the mortgage delinquency rate fell to its lowest level since MBA's survey began in 1979, declining to 3.45%. Foreclosure starts and loans in the process of foreclosure also dropped in the third quarter to levels further below their historical averages." We'll talk about that a little bit more and break that down.
All right. But we're also going to go to the phones right now. We appreciate you being part of the show. Again, that number is 651-641-1071. Right now, we're going to go to Diane. Diane, thank you for calling the show. What's your question for Shelley and Mimi? Hi, Diane. What's your question?
Hello. I was just listening to what you were talking about, insurance rates going up with a credit score if it's dropping. But I have two things on that. My credit score is frozen, so my insurance company cannot check my credit. Secondly, I'm on auto pay, so does that truly affect your rates?
That's a great question. I am not an insurance agent, nor am I a credit bureau expert, but if they were to request that you unfreeze it so that they can see your credit score in order to quote you, then it will impact you. And okay. I suppose in my mind, I think that they could reasonably request that in order to give you your insurance. I don't know. Shelley, okay. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's what I've seen. That's what I've been told. And I am sure, too, Diane, it depends on what insurer you're insured with. You know, they all have their own criteriums.
But it's right. A great question. And you know, I guess if you're under the radar, then bravo. Mm-hmm. But I would also recommend maybe... even if you're not looking into mortgages right now, Shelley's got this great take a peek at your credit. Let her do that and let her get you ready for all of the things that credit impacts.
Okay.
You sound
all
good?
Right, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Diane. We appreciate it. And we do have time if anyone else would like to call us. And then again, the number is 651-641-1071.
Okay, Shelley. You've got some data over there about mortgage debt.
Right. So mortgage debt to income ratios near historic lows. So that's good news, right? So this particular chart shows that in way back in 1980, practically the dawn of time of mortgages, the debt to income ratio was at 4.38. It shot up to 7.2 at the housing bubble, the highest point back in 2007. And we are now, ladies and gentlemen, below that 1980 mark at 3.9%. So that means that, you know, your payments, your debt, your equity is all there because your payments, you're able to cover your household debt service ratio for mortgages as a percentage of the disposable personal income has come down to almost half of what it was back in 2007. Excellent.
Excellent information. And this source was what on the bottom, Shelley?
Right. Yes. Source is the Fed.
Okay.
Well, gotcha.
Can't take it any higher than that.
Indeed. Nope.
Okay. So one of the resources that I follow on a regular basis is Keeping Current Matters. They give us really great information, timely. It's the source of our buyer and seller guides, which come out quarterly. Actually, in fact, our winter guides come out, the new ones, tomorrow. So if you don't have it and you'd like it, text 651-578-2218 and request either a buyer or seller guide. Now, with regard to foreclosures, not as many homeowners are in trouble this time, folks.
Right.
Keep in mind, after the last crash, over 9 million households lost their homes due to a foreclosure, short sale, or because they gave it back to the bank. If you or someone you know is in trouble, if you're late, if you're struggling to make your payment, we need to talk to you now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That means now, like yesterday. Right. We have experience with short sales. We can help you with resources. There is absolutely no reason in this high equity environment that you should lose your home to a foreclosure or short sale. Reach out to us at 651-578-2218, and we can help you with that. We have... So anyway, because they gave it back to the bank was also a reason. And this was in part because of a more relaxed lending standard back then. All that got changed with Dodd-Frank. And so now lending guidelines are much more strict. Right, Shelley?
Exactly, right. You can't do those cowboy mortgages anymore like we could way back in the early 2000s.
Just giving it to you without any advice, any making
fog
sure
a mirror.
We don't
do those loans anymore.
And so while you may have seen recent stories about the number of foreclosures rising today, that's the context of that is important. And during the pandemic, many homeowners were able to pause their mortgage using a forbearance program.
And Shelley and Mimi, I want to give one more time. We have time for one more call before we end up wrapping up today. So, Jessica, thank you very much for calling. Jessica, you have a question for our credit Contessa. Is that correct, Jessica? Jessica, what's your question, please?
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, hey, we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Shelley. It's Jessica Pearson. We've been working together for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Yep. And I just, you know, we've been working, building my credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I started out really low, and I've done everything that you have advised me to do.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, keeping the balances low,
yep,
on my credit cards and things like that. And it's just, I'm using one of those apps, like everybody, and it's just not, my scores are not going up, and I don't know what else to do. So I'm wondering if you have any advice.
Absolutely.
Jessica,
let's touch base tomorrow.
Right. We're going to give you a shout. We appreciate that. Shelley, let's tell everybody else how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. 612-839-6918.
And your turn, Mimi.
Always 651-578-2218.
We'll follow up with Jessica. We'll also follow up with you. Remember, you can get this episode and previous episodes at mytalk1071.com. Keyword, red hot.